get here? Huh?
All right, welcome to How Did I Get Here? My name is Jay, and this is
Alexa.
And we are living our best lives on the internet and coming out this rabbit hole on the other side, knowing more but not feeling all that much smarter. And we are your hosts. Also, you are very welcome.
Yes, you are welcome for that. We are your gift this new year. Happy Lunar New Year. I mean, it's not going to be Lunar New Year when it comes out anymore, but you know, it was.
Yes. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, check out youtube.com/dietpause for the full episodes. Now, we're going to jump straight into the topic of today. And what is that?
How important is a kitchen?
How important is a kitchen?
Think about it. Think about it. I mean, you technically could put a mini fridge in your room, plug in like a hot kettle in your room, and put a microwave in your room, and boom, it's a kitchen.
I mean, you're not going to microwave all your food though.
True.
What about when you want to make some chador? Some chador bagis? What happens when you want to make some ramyun? Some…
You warm up the water in the hot kettle.
Chapaguri.
See, bold of you to assume I cook in the first place.
All right. That's all I know how to cook anyway. Have you ever seen a Parasite?
Yeah.
That dish, I tried it. It's actually so bomb.
It's good. My friend made it.
Oof. It's so good. Chadorbagi. Anyway, we're gonna start off with the brief history of the kitchen. This is by John Desmond Limited. Is that your name? Your last name's Limited?
That's pretty cool.
Must be like an edition of a book, right?
Probably.
Okay. In ancient times, people cooked on open fires that were built outside on the ground. Later on, simple masonry constructions were used to hold the wood and food. In the Middle Ages, the food was often placed in metal cauldrons that were hanging above the fire. These cooking areas naturally caused people to gather as they were a primary source of heat, light, safety, and of course, food. Now, the housing boom and manufacturing advancements of post-World War II made a huge impact on the modern kitchen. There was an increased demand for kitchen technology and equipment that inspired homeowners to tear down the walls that once hid their utilitarian kitchens. I wasn't sure if I was pronouncing
correct
that right. Utilitarian kitchens. The kitchen was becoming quieter, cleaner, better organized, and easier to work in. A source of pride, and slowly a place worthy of entertaining guests.
In kitchens?
Well,
That's actually interesting because… That's actually interesting because I lived in a house back home. And so, you know, we had the kitchen and everything. But then we had like, you know, a dinner table like in a different area. It was all the same room, but the kitchen was over here. The dinner table was over here. So would that technically still be the kitchen?
I don't know.
Or like the dining room?
Could be a little bit of both, I guess. I don't think it's where the table is. I think it's where all the utensils and appliances are.
Yeah.
Your place of cooking is your kitchen.
There you go.
You know, like when I was younger, I used to always think like when you watch these TV shows and these animations and they're roasting this pork beef over a fire. It looks delicious.
Yes, anime food. Oof.
Yeah, like Luffy with his little pork chops or whatever. They look great. And then you actually eat one and it tastes like crap. Not good.
Oh my gosh.
Tried it, yeah. Yeah, it looks delicious, but like it ruined my fantasy of it. So that's all I think about whenever I see Luffy eating his like little pork chop now. Or like anyone eating their…
Well, you just gotta get it better prepared next time. I don't know, find a different restaurant that makes it better.
I actually did it.
Oh, you…
Like I went to a place and I roasted a pork over a fire.
I roasted
the pig. Yeah. Or like someone else did it like at the restaurant, whatever.
But like what kind of seasonings and everything was on it?
I don't
know.
It was all right. It just wasn't… It wasn't what I had imagined. Like the juicy, the tender, that melts in your mouth, that makes you want to go back and back and back over and over. It wasn't that magic meat.
Magic meat.
That sounds weird. In the 1960s and the 70s… other social changes were taking place that improved the style of the kitchen. A renewed interest in home cooking, kitchen utensils, and entertaining meant that life was happening once again in the kitchen. The kitchen became a source for improving culinary skills, displaying designer cookware, and becoming the heart for social activity. By the 1980s, the idea of a completely open kitchen with appliances designed to show off came into being.
I feel like that's why nowadays people really like kitchens with, like, you know, granite tops and, like, everything's, like, chromatic and, like, minimalistic because they like showing off the kitchen. Yeah?
Do you care about kitchens? I feel like you really don't.
As someone that does not cook, I do not care.
Right. So, like, what you need these days in the 2020s for the Zoomers, the Zoomer Boomers of our generation is an air fryer, a microwave, and a fridge. I think that's all you need.
Air fryer.
And a stove maybe for like water or like cooking stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because at least if you have a stove, you can still like grill meat on a stove technically. So I mean…
Can you air fry meat? You can? Dude, air fryer is cracked. That thing is crazy.
I've never seen an air fryer in my life, so I don't…
It's like a one-all-do-all type device.
Really?
It's like the iPhone of kitchens.
Okay.
It's about to get Mark Zuckerberg real quick. Air fryers, dude.
Facebook air fryers coming to you soon.
Dude, air fryers are… Well, I have one at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just use it to like microwave stuff because I don't know how to use it for other stuff.
Microwave?
You just stick it in there and you just fry stuff. You know what would be cracked? What would be actually really good?
What?
If you made chocolate chip cookies in the air fryer and then you took them out and then instantly made some bacon. It'd be chocolate chip cookie bacon. That's so good.
You said many things that I've questioned, but I think this is the top one.
Tyler, the creator, would jump on this 100%.
I mean, interesting flavor combination. I don't think I would try it, but I mean, if
dude, chocolate chip like scented bacon.
You mean flavored?
No, it's not really flavored. It's like scented. It's cracked.
I mean, sweet and savory. I guess that's a thing. You know, pineapple and pork cutlets and all that jazz. But
ew. You like pineapple or pizza?
No,
it's disgusting.
But like, that's like a Hawaiian way of grilling. Like, they put like a pineapple on like pork on the grill. And okay,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Great. Is the kitchen the most important room of the home? Maybe.
Possibly.
The kitchen is the new living room. Over the course of the past 20 years or so, kitchens started to become living spaces with more time spent in these spaces and where more was done than just cooking. Newer homes were designed with kitchens as living spaces in mind, and so these rooms became larger to better accommodate family and friends as an additional space for entertaining. Interesting. Today, the importance of a good-sized, productive kitchen is vastly important. It is, according to many, the most important room of the house. In the eyes of realtors, it certainly is, apparently, for realtors. Could be a good selling point. A house's resale depends greatly on its kitchen.
Interesting.
Huh. So the location, the functionality are all taken into consideration. About the looks, if it's more like modern and new. For resale purposes, when you're selling a house, it is not unheard of for sellers to bring in new accessories to the kitchen, paint and different appliances to help make the sale go better.
I don't think I would care.
Yeah, I don't.
As long as everything's functioning well.
Yeah, as long as things aren't falling apart and like there's no like rust stains or like mold growth, I don't think I would care.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the same thing about a garage.
Mm.
If the garage door is looking like it's still from the 1960s, they're probably not going to buy the house.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, if the bathroom is still looking like it's from…
Mm-mm.
Like, you know, like a little wooden cupboard with a hole. Like, you're probably not going to want to buy it. So, I'm assuming that in the kitchen, a microwave with a manual dial still on it, you're probably not going to buy the house.
But the microwave I still have has a manual dial.
Like a manual, like, you know what I mean? Like a manual, like one of those.
Yeah. The one in my apartment has that.
You move out of that house ASAP.
Good idea.
You guys were right. Kitchens do matter.
Oh, this is an interesting take. How the pandemic made us cook again. I mean, this is kind of foreseeable. Nobody leaves their house. But as early as June 2020, 70% of U.S. households prepared more than 80% of meals for all household members at home. Versus 40% who did that much home cooking for household members prior to the COVID-19 crisis. Oh, okay. Interesting. So, I mean, of course, more people are going to cook at home if they can't go outside.
True.
Yeah.
And the home cooking trend is expected to last for a while. 40% of food shoppers say they plan to continue cooking more at home post-pandemic. That's cap. According to the Home Cooking in America 2020 report. You know what I think? I think post-pandemic, there is going to be no post-pandemic.
Ooh.
That's what I firmly believe. I firmly believe that there will be vaccines and vaccinations will happen and people will be safer and eventually it'll become just a common cold, right?
Mm.
That's what we're saying, right? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be here, but we're just gonna start treating it like a common cold because there's gonna be a cure for it. Okay, the thing with me is I feel like people are this has been such a big issue that at least for the next couple decades, people are going to not want to go outside as much.
Decades. Okay.
Couple decades, I feel like, at least. Because everyone that's experienced it… Because kids these days can't go out.
Mm.
Like, let's say you were 5 years old 2 years ago. You live from the years 5 to 7… not able to go out, staying at home.
Mm.
Constantly hearing from your parents that… no, going out, meeting strangers is not a good thing… because you can get sick and you can die.
Oof.
How's that going to affect the next generation?
Yeah.
Right? They're going to be coming out of their homes after the pandemic's over, ingrained with the idea that going outside is maybe a no-no. I might die today.
I wonder if there's going to be like an increase in agoraphobia in people.
What's agoraphobia?
The fear of going outside.
Oh, I thought that was just Corpse's song.
Huh? Who?
You know Corpse's husband?
Mm-mm.
I think you would like him.
Who?
He goes, choke me like you hate me. Then you choke
Wait,
me
I've
like
heard
you
that
hate
on TikTok.
Me. Choke me like you hate
so
me.
He's an artist?
He's a musician, I think. He used to do like YouTube stuff. Yeah, but he's like straight up musician now.
Oh. Okay.
He's cracked. His social engagement is nuts.
Well dang.
It's insane.
Is he big on Twitch? Is that why you know who he is?
He doesn't do Twitch.
Oh.
He's big on YouTube. But just him as a character on socials, like Twitter, he posted a tweet with like nothing on it. A blank tweet and it got like 1 million likes or something like that. The guy's cracked.
Maybe he's secretly Mark Zuckerberg.
Maybe he's secretly Mark Zuckerberg. His identity, his face has never been revealed.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg's face is all over the place. You think he has a plastic mask on?
But nobody knows what this Corpse dude looks like.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg. It could be. Could be with a voice trans… No. But he got famous for his voice. His voice
he's
is
a really
very
deep voice if I remember from that TikTok song.
Very deep.
Oh, like that's natural?
It's due to an accident. So he says.
Oh.
Some kind of accident. He has right now… He has a medical condition that's supposed to be very serious. And he's been kind of public about it a couple times.
Okay. I might do some research after this then.
I think you'd like him. He has an interesting character too.
Okay. Well. Yeah. All right. Corpse, this is to you, I guess. I will research about you. So. Hartman Group research shows that nearly half consumers, 46%, which is not half, are looking more for recipes now than before the pandemic, such as banana bread, pancakes, chicken, pizza dough, brownies, crepes, meatloaf, French toast, lasagna, and cheesecake are the most commonly Googled recipes since stay-at-home orders began.
You know, lasagna is like the easiest thing in the world to make.
Exactly. You really can't go wrong with it unless you just use really bad ingredients.
Yeah. I make bomb lasagna.
Oh, really?
And I spend Valentine's alone. Why do I make bomb lasagna but spend Valentine's alone? It doesn't make any sense.
Make it make sense, world. Make it make sense. Oh my God. So if you're a lady out there who loves lasagna… So if you love lasagna, hit up this eligible bachelor right here.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I make good lasagna. Why am I single? FMI reports that 1/3 of millennial and Gen Z consumers have learned new cooking skills during the pandemic. A similar number of all adults are claiming a newfound passion for cooking, according to the Data Central.
Data Central?
I don't know. My mind read as Data Central. Data Central research. So it's not surprising that culinary experimentation is on the rise.
Oh my God, anyone can cook. That's why the Ratatouille musical was a thing.
Ratatouille musical?
It's a TikTok thing. You wouldn't.
Do you do TikTok a lot?
Whenever I can't sleep, I find some quality content at like 6 a.m.
You are such a zoomer. You are zooming away. All right. Now that we've answered our question, we are going to go into a musical break. And what song will that be today, Alexa?
We're going to listen to Villain by me, Alexa. In vain, 관심은 너를 향해 call me insane. 엉망이야 네 모습. You know I didn't mean to. 나들 답이 없는 truth. 약함을 티내지마. 보이는 게 다가 아니야. 그렇다고 이건 아니야. 한 번 더 생각해볼래. I'm a girl, she's so in big town. 이 밤이 우리를 눈치 못 채게. Blame it on me. 불타게 하고 나니까 눈치 보면. I'm a bad bitch, yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry. 누가 뭐래도 I'm not guilty. Yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry. 착한 보이스는 부셔. Call me a villain, so I, whatever. 선택해 둘 중이 답. Gotta pick me or not? 답이 여기 있잖아. 건들지 마. Don't wanna talk. I'm gonna climb the pyramid. They gon' be asking just how I did. One way ticket, that is no way. Gotta make a choice, pain or gain. Baby, you want me. 나쁜 aspect, 포기 없어. 못 닦기 이유는 없어. 감정을 풀어해줘. 넌 타고난 걸. Call me a villain, so I'm a bad bitch, yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry. 누가 뭐래도 I'm not guilty. Yeah, I'm a bad bitch. Sorry, not sorry. 착한 보이스는 부셔. Call me a villain, so sad to say I never felt so alive. 잘못된 건 아직 true or lie. Maybe I was born to be bad.
Welcome back to the podcast. Now that we've answered our meat of the question for today, we're going to go into your meat and whatever that question that is. Reno-chan sends us a question that says…
What's the sound of a fox? I'm not going to give you what you want. Have you guys actually heard videos of like foxes giggling? They're so cute.
What do they sound like?
The thing is, if you like actually like, scratch a fox and everything, like I forgot if they're related to canines or are they related to felines? I don't remember which canine. Like they don't like bark, but they have like a, it's like a laugh kind of sound. It's really cute actually.
It's cute?
Mm.
I want a fox.
I find. I oh
what
from
does
me?
It sound like? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
What does it sound like?
Like.
Just do it.
No, I don't even know how to like mimic it.
But do you know what it sounds like?
Yeah. Think of like Elmo laughing. It's kind of like that.
All right, go for it. One, two, three.
I know, dude.
I don't… Is that it?
Oh, to not hear with my ears. No, but just search it, y'all. There's videos on YouTube. It's really cute.
All right. Thank you, Arino, for that interesting question. Food for Life sends us what's your guys' skincare routine?
I feel like I've talked to you about this before, like
yes.
Way back.
Yes.
And you were just like, what, bar soap?
No, dude, what the heck?
Oh, wait, you actually have a skincare routine?
Bar soap? You think what do you think I'm an animal?
No.
God, no. First of all, I use foam cleanser.
Okay.
Excuse you.
Oh, sorry.
Bar soap talking. Excuse you. I have foam cleanser and okay. I have the skin moisturizer,
mm-hmm.
the clear one.
Like an essence or ampoule?
I don't know. It's the clear one. And then I have the lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my mom gives me. So that's what I use.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jay's mom, for giving him skincare.
What do you use?
Oh, boy. Like the funny thing is back when I lived in America, I literally did a 12-step skincare. But then… No, because I took it seriously and I actually had really good skin back home. But then when I came here, my life just kind of went like, whoop, whoop, whoop. I lost interest in just maintaining that. So now I just combine two different essences, do that. I do a different like ampoule on top of it and then I do like a night cream. Because the thing is, there's a difference between moisturizing and hydrating your skin. That's the thing. Hydrating is putting moisture into it, but moisturizing is locking it in. So you got to put on a moisturizer after everything to lock in the stuff for the night.
Okay.
Gaming.
G Pro Wireless, I need a new mouse. Hit me up.
There you go. There you go. Get the sponsorship.
Yeah. Anyway. Locking it in. We're locking in the moisture.
You have to, or else it can evaporate out your skin. That's the
okay.
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
What happened to the other 8 steps?
No. Okay. So, oh God. Back home, I used to do foam cleanser. And then I had like a mask I would use, like a clay mask. And then when that was done, I would use a sheet mask. And then I would use an essence and an ampoule. Then I had like aloe vera gel I would use.
You had 2 masks in a series?
Mm. I mean, I wouldn't do the masks every single day because it's bad for your skin.
Yeah.
You should also exfoliate about 3 times a week. Maybe 2 times.
What's exfoliate? Is that like lizard shedding?
Similar.
It's like
when you get rid of your dead skin cells. Like using a salt sugar scrub
that?
Or like ground up like volcanic stuff.
Like, isn't that what foam cleansers are for?
Mm-mm.
Wait, you're putting sulfuric acid on your… You just said volcanic stuff.
Like volcanic clay. Like they'll ground it up and that's the exfoliant. It's very fine particles. So it's not like chunks.
So what does it do?
It gets the dead skin off.
Oh my God.
Space.
You're a lizard.
We all have dead skin cells, Jay. Like, we're all covered in dead cells. Oh, no, like the towels. Oh, you have to exfoliate, though. It's actually really good for your skin.
Really?
It'll help you actually with breakouts as well. If you exfoliate more, it'll help against breakouts. Your skin will look a lot brighter. Promotes blood circulation as well.
Wait, if this is really necessary for us, why haven't we evolved to shed like reptiles?
But that would take a while, wouldn't it? And plus, you would start looking all wrinkly and like…
We've been around
dusty,
for thousands
ashy-ish,
of years.
Like, but like, would you want to look like a wrinkled blizzard for
six
months?
Alexa, what I'm saying is this. If we haven't evolved to that state as of now, it probably means that it's not necessary towards our existence.
I mean, well, not towards the existence, but…
You are literally becoming a snake. Literally.
You know what? That's my final form. So be it. God said, I put you on this planet as a human. You leave it a snake. And I said, so.
All right. And that wraps up our questions for today. Thank you. And if you have more questions, tune in with hashtag HDIGH and let us know what our next big searches should be about. You can send us your questions at Instagram and Twitter at TheDiveStudios, YouTube.com/DiveStudios, YouTube.com/DivePlus for full episodes. And we also have a TikTok at TheDiveStudios. And don't forget to subscribe and to review this podcast. And we will see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
How did I get here? Jay.